Okay, Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Chaf Beis. We are here at the bottom of Chaf Aleph of Beis. We're in the middle, if you remember, discussing the halachos of Yifas Tohar, a beautiful captive. The soldier goes to battle, sees a beautiful woman, non-Jewish woman. He's allowed to take her. So we've been talking about that a little bit. And we have a braisa that elaborates on that. We'll mitzvah Shem on Amud Beis. We're going to shift out of the world of Eved Ivri and then into the world of Eved Kanani. That's the mission on Amud Beis. But before that, we have some stuff to wrap up. So says the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan Chafal from the base, two lines up. V'ra'isa b'shivya, Pasuk says, when the soldier sees her in captivity, b'shas shivya. Right, that it has to be b'shas shivya. It has to be in captivity. It can't be that he saw her, man, and he desires her then. It can't be that he saw her right, later, etc. It has to be right in the moment of captivity. Eishas, yifas tohar, what does eishas mean? Afil eishas ish, even if she is married. Now, Tosfos already points out, what do you mean married, right? We don't really have a concept. Is there a legal, halachic concept of non-Jewish marriage, right? Obviously, they don't have marriage like we have marriage. And so Tosfos says, right, in Isha Bekutis, in Ishus, right, still it says, the Pasuk says, V'davak b'ishto, right, the Pasuk is an Isra say, right, is a mitzvah to keep to your own wife, right? V'davak b'ishto v'yub l'basar achad v'lo v'ishas chaver. So Tosfos says it would be a violation of that. Okay, not like Ishas Isra as we know it, as with the Chi of Misa, etc. Okay, but some sort of, it's mutter, even if she is married in some sense. Yifas Tohar, Ishas Yifas Tohar, what does that mean? Lo debar Torah, ela keneged Yitzhahara, the famous memra, as Rashi quotes already on the Chumash. Mutav, it's better, the Torah, again, we kind of mentioned this already, probably in passing, but do we have it in Gemara already? Now I'm blanking. Don't remember. Trying to scan very quickly. I thought we had it already. Yeah, it's about, yes, exactly. The end of, it's about 10 lines up. We had it a little bit, we had that already. Anyway, because the Torah is talking, right, the halacha is that you're allowed to be with her because otherwise a person would not be able to resist. They're in the throes of battle. Their passions are high. Things are, right, things are going haywire. So the Torah says, it's mutter because it's impossible to resist the Yitzhar. Mutav sheyochlenu Yisrael basar tzmuzos shchutos val yochlo basar tzmuzos nevelos. Now this is a bit of an interesting phrase, but basically what it means is it's better for someone to do something that's slightly usher as opposed to something that is very usher. Meaning that if the Torah would have forbid it, right, people would have done it anyway. So it's better to do it that's something sort of slightly usher. What's literally going on over here? So the Gemara says the language is it's better for a person, for a Jew, to eat meat of an animal that is dying, that is shechted, right? We're not allowed to eat a nevela, but I guess theoretically, in certain cases, right, if for whatever reason you need to eat that meat, right, it's better to shecht that animal, right? I guess, let's say you have no other food, so and the animal is dying, and normally we don't eat a trefa, we don't eat an animal that's going to die, let's say, soon. Discussion on how long soon is, but okay, whatever. So if a person, right, again, it's better to shecht that animal and eat it if you're going to eat it anyway, and that's what we're saying over here. It's better to do something kind of like a little bit not so great, otherwise, what it would have happened anyway. V'chashakta, right? Then the pasuk says, right, the guy will want her, the guy likes her. Avo pisha eino noa, right? Even if she's not beautiful, meaning you might have thought there was some sort of basic definition and requirement of beauty. No, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, regardless of what she actually looks like. Ba, Pasuk says, v'chashakta ba, right, v'lo ba v'lo v'chaberta, right, not with her, meaning that he desires her, he wants her, and not her and her friend, meaning this is not a package deal here. You get one, right, you're only allowed to take one. V'lo kachta, and you have to take her. The Gemara says, l'kuchen yesh l'cha ba, that you have to take lechuchen, you have to marry her. I mean, there has to be some sort of kiddushin here that's not just going to be a stama relationship. Right? Then again, she has to convert, etc. If you look at Rashi, right, kiddushin tosfin, right? Sorry, just to clarify, right? The drasha is that velakachto likuchen yishba, that it is possible to marry her, right? Even though she's a goy, A, and B, as Rashi says, even though, right, she's not necessarily converting, right, with full intention, right? As maybe you're familiar, right, a conversion needs to be with full intention, right? There are these quasi conversions, right? You run into trouble with conversions when it was a conversion not for the sake of Judaism, it's for the sake of marriage or money or whatever, right? You run into trouble. So here, even though this is obviously a bit of a forced situation, a bit of a forced conversion, right, it still works. But We did bar already. Okay, lachal yisha. Lachal yisha. Right, she becomes to you for a wife. Shelo yikach shtei nashim achas lo v'achas lo v'achas lo v'achas lo b'no. Again, you can't take two. You can't just take a package. You can't take one for me, one for you, one for him. You take one woman. You saw her. You desired her. So the Torah says it's okay. It's against the Yitzhara, etc. V'avesa. And you will bring her. Malamet shelo yilchatzena b'melchama. You'll bring her into your house. The Gemara says you're not yilchatzena. You're not allowed to force her. Right, you're not quote unquote. The reason I'm hesitant is because we'll discuss in a second. Lo yilchatzena lachatz in Hebrew is like stress or whatever. Lo yilchatzena b'melchama. Figuratively probably means this is what Rashi explains. You'll see in a second that there's a big issue with that. That you shouldn't be with her, you shouldn't sleep with her in the battle. Rather, again, if just to delineate the whole parsha of Yifas Tohar, basically he sees her on the field, but he's allowed to take her, and then she goes through this whole process. She becomes mourns for her family for 30 days. She becomes disgusting. You shave her hair, let her fingernails grow long, or let her hair grow, everything, she make it disgusting, and then you can marry her. So Rashi says what this line in the Gemara means is that he can't take her on the battlefield. Right, Rashi says, La voila, you can't be with her on the battlefield. You have to go through this whole process, and then at the end of it, if you want, then he can marry her. Tosos, this long Tosos over here, whenever you discuss the Yifas Tohar, usually this Machlokas Rashi Tosos comes up. Tosos says, I can't imagine that what this Gemara means is that you're not allowed to be with her on the battlefield. He has a bunch of questions on that. That he says, what do you mean? First of all, what do you mean? Lo dibritora el kenegid yetzahara. Right? If you can't be with her on the battlefield, so what does that mean? Right? What do you mean? The Torah only talked about yetzahara. Right? It's only because the yetzahara wouldn't be able to resist. 30 days later, right? When you come home, right? And you're living in Chevron or something, and this woman is sitting in your house. Right? The yetzahara has long gone. Right? It was, what in the world is going on over here? So again, Tosfos says a bunch of questions over here. Either way, long story short, Rabbi Natan says that the Bia Rishona is mutter during the war, and the Bia Shnia, the second Bia, is aser until you go through this whole conversion type process, etc., etc. Okay, and there are ways to answer for Rashi, right? The Achronim deal with how to answer for Rashi, right? Again, a very, very fascinating sugya if you want to check into it a little bit more. Viter, back to Eved Ivri. Tara Banan with Arden Abraisa. Im Amor Yomar. Ha'evid, ahavti es adonai es eshtiv es panai, lo etzei chofshi. Right, we probably should quote that whole pasuk. If at the end of 6 years he says, I love my master, I love my wife, my sons, meaning my evid, again, an evid ivri is allowed to marry or allowed to be with a shekel kananis to produce children. So he says he loves her, he loves his kids, lo etzei chofshi, I don't want to leave. So basically the pasuk says that you get the hole in the ear thing and he stays until yovel. So we're going to darshan out all of those psukim. So if the imamor yomar, if the evid says, Ashiyomar v'yishna. He has to say it twice, right? Amor yomar. He has to say it twice. Amor, meaning to make sure he's serious, right? This is not, servitude for the next, 30, 40 years is, or maybe even 40 plus years is a serious business. Amar batchila sheish, v'lo amar basof sheish. If he said it at the beginning of 6 years and didn't say it at the end of 6 years, Einar Nirtza, he doesn't become an Eved Nirtza, doesn't get the whole year and the 50 years, etc. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Lo Yetzei Chavshi, right, he's not going to go out free, Achi Yomar B'Shas Yitzia, right, again, he has to be when he leaves, right, when at the time when he's about to leave. Amar B'Sov Sheish, V'lo Amar B'Tchila Sheish, let's say he said that he wants to stay at the end of 6 years, but not at the beginning, Einar Nirtza, also it doesn't work, it doesn't happen. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Imamor Yomar Eved, Achi Yomar Kishu Eved, no, it has to be when he's a slave, not when he's done with 6 years, it has to be also when he is a slave at that moment. Amar Mar, so the Gemara says, one second, let's quote this Bryson and we can ask some kashas. We said before that if a guy says, if the Eved says the beginning of 6 years, doesn't say it at the end, doesn't work, doesn't happen, he can't stay on another extra until Yovel, can't get the hole in the ear thing, can't be an Eved Nirtza, because it says, Lo Yetzei Chavshi. So my Gemara says, my area, Malay. Milo Etzei Chavshi. My area, why are you quoting this pasuk of Lo Etzei Chavshi? Typically, you should just learn out from the fact that Ba'inan, because we need him to say, Aftis Adonai Eshtiv Espanai Valaka. Right, again, the part of the thing that he has to say is, I love my wife, my kids, etc. What do you mean? What's going on over here? But it doesn't work. At the Bechila Sheish, right, if he said, I want to stay on until Yovel, what do you mean? He hasn't married anybody yet. He hasn't been with an Eved Shechel Kananis. He doesn't have kids. He can't say, I love my master. How does he know? He's been there for 3 days. So how could he say that? And also, if he said he wants to stay after the end of six, and he didn't say he wanted to stay at the beginning of six, internet doesn't work. As the pasuk says, that's not the pasuk. Shenemar Eved, meaning that he has to be a slave when he says it. Well, what do you mean? At the end of the 6 years of servitude, right, he's still an Eved, right, he's not gone. If he's gone, he's gone. He doesn't have an option to opt in. Right, he could say at the end of 6 years, right, on the last couple of days, right, okay, I want to stick around. So obviously he's still a slave. So Rava says, what it means is that betchilas sheish is betchilas pruta achrona, and sof sheish is besof pruta achrona, meaning that we don't want it to say the beginning of 6 years. When it says the beginning of six, it means the beginning of the last moments of his servitude, right? When he has only a shava pruta left for him to give to this master, last hour, however you calculate it, however much he was sold by, right, through the math, right, in the last hour, the last couple hours, the last few minutes, right, that's what we're talking about, the beginning and end of that time period, not the beginning and end, right, of his servitude. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan Rabbeisa. Lo isha ubanim, ulurabo ein isha ubanim, right, if he is married, right, if the Eved Ivri is married before he comes in, oh no, I'm sorry, I apologize. Rashi says we're talking about the Shipa Kananis and children. Okay, but the master is not married, so then Eno Nirtza, so that doesn't go. It doesn't work, can't become an Ever Nirtza. Shenemar Pazakazki Ahivachaves Pesecha, right? Because he loves his master, right? I love you, meaning that the Eved is saying, I love Ahivacha, you love him, right? The master, Vespesecha, and his house, right? And Vesuzurishto, right? He has to be married. The Rabo Isho Banim, Veloyan Isho Banim, right? If the master has a wife and kids, but he does not have Shifa Kananis and children, Einar he also, that also doesn't go. That also doesn't fly. Shnemar Pazik says, Ahafti is Adonai Zishti Vespanai, right? That I love my master, my wife, and my kids. Right, so, okay. So that doesn't work. Who will have his Rabo Vrabo Eno Ohavo if he loves his master, but the master does not have the same feelings for him? Eno Nirtza also doesn't fly. Shenemar's Pazik says, Ki Tov Lo Imach. It's good. Yeah, the reason he's sticking around is because he's good with the master, but the master doesn't like him so much. So that's not the scenario. Rabo Ohavo, who Eno Ohav his Rabo. Similarly, if the master loves him, but he's itching to get out of there, Eno Nirtza also, I'm not sure why he's sticking around if he doesn't like it, but okay. Right, he can't become an Eved Nirtza. Shenemar's Pazik says, Ki Ahevecha, right, he loves the master. And he doesn't. Hu chola v'rabo eno chola, if the Eved is sick, and the master is not, Eno Nirtza also doesn't become an Eved Nirtza. Shenemar, Ki tov lo imach, because it's good for you with him, it's not so good if he's sick. Rabo chola v'hu eno chola, let's say the master is sick, and he's not, so Eno Nirtza also no good. Shenemar, imach, has to be with you. Right, has to be the master also has to be right in good shape. Boyer of Bibi Barabai, Shneim Cholin Mai. What about if both of them are sick? Right, Imach Ba'inan. Meaning, when the pasuk says Imach, it means it has to be together. They have to have the same status, and therefore, right, Vahaika, they are both sick, so theoretically they're together. Oh, Dumar, maybe Kitov Lo Imach has to be good with him. Ba'inan, you need it for it to be good. Falaka, and you know things are good. Rachman Litzlan, if a person's not sick, not healthy. Therefore, take, and the Gemara answer is take you. We're not going to answer that shayla as of now. Tanu Rabbi Yonah Debraisa. Ki tov lo imach, imach b'maychal. Again, we quoted this before. Imach b'maychal, imach b'mishta. Right, you have to be good. It has to be good with your master. Meaning, you have to be with the Eved Ivri b'maychal in terms of food, in terms of drink. Shlotehe ata ochal pas nekiyavu ochal pas kiber. So the master shouldn't eat good bread when the slave eats bad bread. Ata shose yain yoshen vu yoshen shose yain chadash. Right, you're drinking good wine and he's drinking bad wine. Ata yoshen al gabi mochen vu yoshen al gabi tevin. You're sleeping on a mattress and he's, you know, pillows and stuff, and he's sleeping on straw. Right, so, and it has to be good. He has to give the eved equal. Mekana amru. From here they said kol kona eved ivri kona other latzmo. If you buy an eved ivri, right, you buy a master for yourself because you got to take care of him, right, as if, right, he would be your master. Turn around about another rice. V'yatsa meimachu vanavimo. And Pasuk also says that when the eved ivri goes free, he goes free from his master, him and his kids with him. And it can't be an eved kana. That can't be the kids of the shifcha kananis, because the Pasuk has already told us that those stay, right? Those stay as avadim kananim, right? That's they stay with the master. So he's talking about his actual kids. Let's say the eved ivri is, you know, he's 40 years old, whatever. He's in debt. He sold himself to pay off some debts, whatever it is. So his family goes free as well. So I'm Rabbi Shimon. Imhunimkar banavu benosav minimkar. I don't understand. What do you mean? He's not selling his family. He's only selling himself. So what do you mean? Wait, if his children are not sold, mikan from there, rather mikan from here we see sherabuchai b'mizonos banav kiyot, but b'mizonos banav. Apparently, we see that the master has to also feed the guy's kids and take care of his family. Right, kiyotze, but again, just I'll explain this in a second. Kiyotze, but similarly, ata omer who imbal isha who b'yatzai ishtal imah. Pasuk also says that his wife goes out with him, and we know that's not a shifra kananis because she stays with the master. I'm Rabbi Shimon, and who nimkar ishto namin. Nimkara. But what do you mean? The Eved Ivri is not selling his wife, he's selling himself. So apparently we see Mikan Sharabu, Chayav B'mizonos Ishto. Apparently the master is Chayav to support the wife as well. And it's Tzricha, and the Eved Ivri's wife. Right? I mean, his Jewish wife. Right? It's Tzricha, and we need to teach me both, that he has to support both the Eved Ivri's wife and his kids. You have to tell me both of those. He couldn't have learned one from the next. Diyash Minan Banav, if you only told me that he has to support the kids, Mishim Dolav B'nei Mevet, Mumechol Inu, because they can't go out and work and support themselves. Abal Ishto, but his wife, Debas Mechol Meva, she could get a job, right? Ematav Ivitechol, maybe she should have to feed herself. Diyash Minan Ishto, and if you would tell me the master has to pay and take care of his wife, Dolav Dircha La Dure, because it's not polite for her to go around groveling. It's not good. It's not fitting, befitting of a woman to go around groveling, getting these menial jobs, asking for tzedakah, etc. Of a banav, but the kids, right, the sons, you know, the chiru la dure, you can go around, you know, schnurring for tzedakah or maybe doing some cheap jobs or whatever. Right, and asking for tzedakah, Rashi says, lachtar al psachim. So, although you might have thought that maybe it's not true that they has to support the kids, rather tzricha, therefore you need to tell me both of them. Just to explain this for a little bit. Again, very often we get just 2 seconds, like to elaborate further. We take the word slavery. When we hear the word slavery, we unfortunately, growing up in the Western world, we have a knee jerk reaction to the slavery of, let's say, the Civil War or whatever. That is, as you've learned in the last couple blot, that is not at all the situation for Eved Ivri. It's not slavery. It's basically not. It's not even servitude. It is obviously servitude. He has to serve the master. But basically, what Chazal explained is that it's one. I heard specifically from Shmuel Goldman. He very elaborated and illustrated this very beautifully, right, based on these halachos. That it's basically now I'm blanking on the word. It's a rehabilitation system. Meaning, instead of this guy steals, right? This guy steals money. He can't pay back. Let's say, for example. So instead of sending him to jail. Well, what is he going to do? He's going to sit and read the newspaper all day. What do? You rehabilitate his family's financial situation, right? He stole something he couldn't pay back. What did he steal? He's not stealing a Ferrari, tacos. Right? He's stealing food, a horse, I don't know. Couldn't pay back. That means he's in bad spirits. He's in a bad way financially. So what do? We sell him for 6 years where the master has to take care of him, right? Give him food, give him drink, right? Make him live a decent life. He has to feed his kids and his wife, as he has no parnassa issues whatsoever. Right? In the meantime, right, his wife can, I guess, work a little bit, put some money away. Right, she's being supported. Right, kids can, you know, if they're available, they can work a little bit, put some money away. You rehabilitate this guy's financial situation so that after 6 years or whatever, right, he is able to get back on his 2 feet. Okay. Either way, that's a little bit of an illustration. That's the same thing by Amma Ivriya. When the guy sells his daughter, right? We think, oh, this guy sells his daughter to be a slave. That's crazy. No, the whole point is that he's trying to give her a chance, right? This is probably a poor family, right? What kind of dowry does he have to offer? Nothing. What is he doing? He's selling her as an Amma Ivriya, so hopefully that this guy will marry her to his son. Who is buying an Amma Ivriya? A rich guy. And then you don't have poor people buying Eved Ivris, Amma Ivriyas. So he's selling his Amma Ivriya to a rich guy where the goal is that either he or his son will marry her, right? Where he's giving her a shot, right, at a decent marriage and situation, right? It's not at all really the slavery that we are used to. Okay, anyway, Vaita. Tarnav Melendra Baisa. Ilu Nemar Ozno, if it would have just Badelas, if the again, talking about an Ever Nirza, right, you put a hole through his ear next to a door. If it would have said ear by the door, I see Omer, you might have thought Yidkor, Kineged Ozno Badelas, that you might have thought you'd make the hole in the wall next to his ear. Delas in Ozna Lo, meaning it put the hole in the door, not his ear. The Ozen Lo, the Gemara says, what do you mean? You wouldn't put the hole in his ear. That's what you would have thought. Vaksiv, Pasuk says, V'ratza Adonav Es Hazno Bamartzeya. What do you mean? It says, you put a hole in his ear, right, with a thing, whatever you call it, a ice pick or whatever. Elahisi Omer Yirtzeena Lozen Mev, right? No, you would, what the Gemara really meant is that you might have thought, yeah, you should put pierce his ear somewhere else, Pianichela Aladelas for Yidkor, and then put it next to the door, and then put a hole in the door. Can I get Ozno right across from his ear? Therefore, Badelas, in meaning the hole would go in the door. Tam Lomer, therefore the Pasuk says, Ba Ozno Uvadelas, that you put the hole in his ear, in the door. Hakeitzad, how do you do that? Put the hole in his ear and the door. Doker v'hol lechach megiyah itzadelas. Well, you punch a hole right until you reach the door. Delas, so when the pasuk says delas in the door, shomea ani bein akura bein she'in akura. Right, that seems to imply that regardless of whether it is established, it is akur, it is uprooted, whether it's on the wall or not. When it's on, it's in the door frame or not. Tamalom, where therefore the pasuk says mezuzah. Ma mezuzah mu'mad, afdelas ma'ami mu'mad, right? Just like a mezuzah is upright, right? So too, right, the door has to be right attached, right, and standing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ha'edorish is a mikra hazek min chomer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to use this pasuk, the following pasuk, like a chomer. Rashi says a chomer is kind of like a pouch almost. Right, if you go to chomer atzror hamargalios, right, like a pouch for jewels, atzror habosem, and a pouch for spices. Totally, but Zavar the Tachshid, whether it's hanging around someone's neck for some sort of jewelry or whatever, meaning that it's a very beautiful, beautiful pshat. Meaning the pasuk is like a pouch for jewelry. Meaning the pasuk fits with the pshat very well. He says like this. Now I just lost the place. Obviously, where is that? Because there are two of them. That's the first one. Oh, Viter. Hayadorish is a mikra zeh kemin chomer. Manishtana ozen mikol evarim shabaguf. What is the difference? Why do we use the ear, right, as opposed to any other limb? Samarkosh baruch hu ozen shishama koli al har sinai b'sha ashamarti kili b'nei shol avadim. Right, lo avadim lo avadim, right? The ear that heard at har sinai when Akosh baruch hu said, but b'nei shol are mine, right? Many they're avodim, an eved, right? An eved Hashem is one of the highest things, one of the biggest praises you can get. But Bnei Israel, we are eved Hashems, and not slaves to slaves. We're not avodim to other people. Right? What, this guy, now, okay, he was an eved ivri, fine. But now he's going to stay working for this guy for 50 years till Yovel. Yirza, we're going to punch, right, a hole through that ear. Rabbi Shimon Barebi Haya Omer Haya Doresh as a mikra hazeh kemin chomer. He also had a following a little bit slightly different take on it, but similar. Manish Tana Delas umezuzah mikol kelim shebayis. Why do we use the door and the mezuzah as opposed to anything else? So Makosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says Delas umezuzah shayu edim b'mitzrayim. Right, the doorpost. And the mezuzah, there were witnesses in Mitzrayim. Shasha pesachti ala mashkof, the one who passed, Kosh Baruch Hu passed over us. Right, there was blood on the doorpost. Alshtei mezuzos, that's the pasuk, right? You put the blood on the mashkof, and alshtei mezuzos, the doorpost, right? And the mezuzos, meaning on the walls, that's where you put it. V'amarti, and I said, k'li b'nei sol avadim, v'lo avadim lo avadim, and Kosh Baruch Hu took us out. He said, well, you're going to be my slaves, not Paro's slaves. I would say, so my avdus lecherus, I took him out from avdus lecherus, from slavery to freedom. This guy's going back to slavery. Got to buy a master for himself. Yirtza b'fneihem. He should get his hole pierced right in front of both of them. Okay. Adkan Eved Ivri. Now jumping in to Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani. Nikna v'kazev shtar v'chazaka. Eved Kanani is acquired through kazev, money, shtar. Shtar, obviously, and a chazaka. And having some sort of chazaka, some sort of ability to prove, right, that he works for you, some sort of hold, like you tell him what to do, etc. We'll see examples of that soon. Good. V'kones atzmo b'kesef alidei acherim uvishtar alidei atzmo de Rebbe Meir. And how does he acquire his freedom? So the machlokes Rebbe Meir and the Chachamim. Rebbe Meir says he can acquire himself with someone else's money. Now, why is that? If you look at Rashi, right, what would happen? Someone else will give money to the master, right, on the condition, right, that this guy will be freed, right? But because if the Eved himself acquires something, right, kol mash kana Eved kana rabo, anything that the slave acquires, the master acquires. And Rebbe Meir holds that you can't stipulate on that. You can't give the slave money and say, this is yours on the condition that it doesn't belong to your master. So that doesn't work. So the money has to go straight to the master on the condition that the Eved is free. And the shtar, he can free himself through a shtar. How so? Right, he should accept the shtar, right? The master should write him a shtar. It says, you are free. The Eved accepts it, and then he goes free. The Chachamim say the opposite. Because of the Atzma, the guy, the Eved can pay with his own money. How does he get his own money? So Rashi explains. An Eved can't acquire things. Even if he finds something. But if someone gives him money and says it's on condition that your master does not have any ownership to it, so Chachamim hold that works. Therefore, he can give him his own money to redeem himself. Shtar, what about a shtar? Adei Echirim, that only works via other people. As long as the money has to come from other people. Okay. Minolan, how do you know? How do you know what? So, look at the, how do you know that you can acquire Kesef Shtar or Chazaka? You can use those to acquire Nebuchadnezzar. Pasuk says, some of the the Pasuk says that you should pass them on to your kids. The Resh Shachuzah talking about a Steachuzah. But that Pasuk, meaning that it's compared to Steachuzah, but that Pasuk is talking about Eved Kananim, that they go from one to the next. They're inherited, right, like property. The Kishnakazo, the Steachuzah, right? We have a Hekesh, right, compared to Steachuzah, right? That's the language of the Resh Shachuzah, right, that reminds us of a Steachuzah, the ancestral plot that goes from one to the next. Ma Steachuzah, nickname because of Shtar B'Chazaka, of Eved Kananim, nickname because of Shtar B'Chazaka. Just like that's how you can acquire a Steachuzah, so too, that's how you can acquire an Eved Kananim. Ima Steachuzah, Choseris Labailim B'Yovel. One second. So maybe if you're connecting the two, a steachuzah goes back to the owners by Yovel. Maybe that should be true of every Kanani as well. Therefore, the pasuk says, No. Every Kanani is going to work forever. And in Chanami, La'olam sometimes is used to indicate until Yovel, but right, either way, La'olam b'hem tavod means that they work for you forever. And they pass down to your children, etc. Tana will under the brisa. Af b'chalipin, you can even acquire an every Kanani through chalipin. B'tana didan. Right, why don't we mention that in our Mishnah? Right, Melsa Dalasib and Metaltalin Katani. Melsa Disib and Metaltalin Lo Katani. Right, he's not talking about Metaltalin. Right, he's only talking about ways you can acquire an Eved. Now, that's not a Chiddush. You can acquire that. The Chiddush is that you can acquire it the same way you acquire Karka, that you assume you acquire land. You know, he's not telling me a Chiddush about Metaltalin. Okay, but he agrees that you can use Chalipin, right, to acquire an Eved Kanani. Amar Shmuel Eved Kanani nickname of Meshicha. Shmuel says another way to acquire an Eved Kanani, you can pull him. Right, but Meshicha. Ketzad, how does that work? Tukfo, right, Bo Etzlo, right, if he grabs him, when he comes to him, Kno, Vekaro Bo Etzlo, Kno, comma, meaning if he picks him up, right, and he grabs him, and he comes towards him, right, so then that works. But Kro Bo Etzlo, but if he called to him, to the Lo Kno, then he has not acquired him. So the Gemara says, I understand. Vishlam Matani, Don Milsadisim, Matatan Lo Katani, Dila Sadim, Matatan Katani. Right, again, I understand why our Mishnah, right, our Mishnah wouldn't mention Meshicha either, because we're not talking about Metaltalin. Metaltalin, right, Meshicha, Kenny Meshicha is for Metaltalin, movable objects, literally, you're moving it, Meshicha, you're pulling it towards you. But El Tana Barah, but according to the Tana who taught about Chalipin, this is Meshicha, why doesn't he list Meshicha? So like my answer is ki katani most of the isabim karka the bimitali meshicha. It's all, because he's only thinking about kinyanim, right, that are able to be used whether it's karka or metaltalin or movable objects, right, either land or movable objects. But meshicha bimitali isabim karka lesa. But pulling something, right, only obviously works by movable objects, not by karka, not by land. So therefore lo katani. Therefore, right, he didn't list the second brisa, right, that Tana, right, did not list it. So Ketzad, how does that work? Talk for Bar Etzlo, right, if you pick him up and you pull him towards you, right, Kano, you acquire him. Karov Bar Etzlo Lo Kano. But if you call to him, the Eved Kanani doesn't, and the Eved Kanani comes to you, you don't acquire him. The Gemara says, one second, meaning that's just a quote of what we had before. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Karov Lo, if you called him, right, you don't acquire him? But Tanya Bryce says, Ketzad Ben Mesira. Bryce says, one second. How does it work? You can acquire not an Kanani, but an animal, right? When you Mesira, when you hand it over, right, from one to the next, right? That's again, you can't do Meshicha necessarily by big animals. You can do Mesira, you can give something from the seller to the buyer. How does that work? So, Achzav b'Talfa, if he grabs it by the legs, the hoofs, Besara, or the hair, B'Ukav Shela, or the saddle, B'Shelav Shela, or the thing it's carrying, B'Prumbia Shevapia, or the bit, right, that's in its mouth or whatever. Excuse me. Ubezug shebet savara, the bell, right, that it's wearing around its neck. So kana, so that's, he acquires it. Kitza b'mashicha, now that's not the point we're trying to make. We're trying to make the next point. The case of mashicha, how do you do mashicha? Korila v'hiba, right, if the animal, you call the animal, right, and the animal comes. Oh, and that's exactly our point. Oh, he kisha b'makel v'ratza ba lefanav, or you hit it and it runs. Right, ketzad, kevan she'akra yad v'regel kana, the moment it lifts up the leg to start running, right, that's the kenyan. Rabbi Asi v'amri be'acha omar ashet zahalif lefanav malo komasa. No, it has to run, has to walk, I mean, not just pick up its legs, it has to actually move, right, for the full length of the animal. So for a horse, let's say, that's, I don't know, two strides or whatever. But again, you see that if you call the animal, you acquired it. So when it says, Amri, they explain in the base manage, what do you mean? There's no, you can't compare animals to people. Behema da'ayt demara azla. Right, a behema, an animal, right, it comes based on its master, right? Doesn't, you don't have a das. Animal doesn't have a das, but an eved has his own das, right? So, okay, so if you called him to come, he's just decided to come, not because you necessarily own it. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, eved katan ki behema dami, but therefore, if you're talking about an eved that doesn't have das, i.e. a katan, so that would be like an animal, so if you call a kid and he comes, then that would be a chazaka that you own. Tamar Rabbanan Olam D'Rabbaisa, ketzu bechazaka, how does that work? Chazaka. So, kitrilo minalo, or holech kelev akar of the Beis HaMerchatz, hivshita, well, I guess we should explain. Right? If you do any of these things, right, whether that's he unties your shoes, or he brings your stuff to the bathhouse, or hivshita, he takes his clothes off, or hivshita, he washes him, or sako, he oils him, or gerdo, he scrapes him, or hilbisho, he dresses him, hinilo, he puts a shoe on, hilbio, he lifts him. So, all of those things, if the slave does any of those, kano, right, he acquires him with chazaka. I'm Rabbi Shimon. Lo teich chazaka dola mehagba. Wait, 1 second. Rabbi Shimon says that a chazaka shouldn't be better than hagba, than lifting it up. Shagba kona ba b'chol makom, because lifting it up, right, works right anywhere. Right, and that, what does that mean? But that means that it happens even if you're in the property of the seller. So the hagba, right, picking something up works. Right, if you're in, say, the seller's house and you pick up a pen, so that you acquire it. Right, by the other kinyanim that we did, what do we do? Meshicha, for example, right? That is only outside of the rishus, right, of the sellers. So Rabbi Shimon says, even hagba, even picking something up, right? So that works. So Gemara says, but what do you mean, Micah Amar? What do you mean? We didn't say anything, right, about picking it up is better, worse, whatever. So Amar Ravashi, right? Higbiu hulu rabo kno. So that what he means to say, right, is that if the eved picks up his master, so then that's good. Higbiu rabo low, but if the master picks him up, low kno, that's no good. And then, right, with that meaning, that's what the Tana held. And Rabbi Shimon jumped in and said, "I'm Rabbi Shimon, no, what do you mean? Lo tei chazaka gedol me'agba, shagba kone b'chol makom." No, if the master lifts his eved, right, that does work, because we see that hagba, that a kinyan hagba, right, is better, right, in every than the other kinyanim. So we see that if the master lifts him, right, that should work, right, as well. So Gemara has a fascinating application, right? Hashda Amarta Higbio Hu Rabo Kno. If you're telling me that if the master can lift the Eved, right, the slave, right, that he acquires him, right, a bit of a very interesting kind of jump, not jump, I guess connection or Shiloh, Havamina, whatever, as we'll see, it's a Maskan as well, right? Elamata Shifcha Kananis Tikna Bia. So therefore, you should be able to acquire Shifcha Kananis through Bia, because there's some sort of lifting up, right, of the Shifcha Kananis when there is Bia, right? He's definitely at some point. So Gemara says, Kikarminon, Zeneneveze Mitztar. Right? No, what do you mean? When we say that the Hagbah, right, shows that you own the thing, or the thing that you're picking up, you own it. So that's only when there is the zenene, the guy picking up is literally means pleasure, but he's enjoying himself or he's comfortable. The zemet's dire, and the thing you're picking up, right, is uncomfortable. But acha, but a case of bias, zenene, but who both of them are enjoying themselves, and it's not doesn't show any ownership per se. The Gemara says, well, shalokadarka ma'ikilamemer. What about if there's bias shalokadarka, right, from behind? Right, so there's no hana necessarily for the woman in that scenario. So I'm rabbi bar ada dimin chada acha. He said, it's not true. Man leim alom delav hana is beidu tervayu. How do you know? Maybe there is a hana for the woman as well. Right? And also, mishkevei shoksiv, right? Ikisha kasu kedarka shlo kedarka. The pasuk says, the mishkevei isha, the ways of the sleepings of a woman, right? That connects regular bia with bia shlo kedarka. Right? So if regular bia doesn't work, right? So too, right? Bia shlo kedarka should not work as well. So that's, I guess, when I said it's not a, so the maskana doesn't work, right? So I apologize, right? That's, I said that improperly, not improperly, but incorrectly. But that, so you can't acquire her through bia, right? That's just a havamina, not a maskana, I apologize. But that's a fascinating application the Gemara tries to make, right? If you can pick up an evidence and acquire it, right? Maybe you should work that bia with a shivka kananis, and the Gemara is docha that connection. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll go vayt in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.